Backers of a Washington state ballot initiative to require labels on genetically modified foods have raised four times more cash than their opponents. Both sides' contributions have mostly come from outside Washington state. KUOW's John Ryan reports.
Supporters of Initiative 522 have raised nearly $4 million in their quest to have genetically engineered foods labeled in Washington. Opponents have raised just shy of $1 million. That's according to the state's campaign finance database. The biggest spender in the labeling debate is already known for labels of a different kind. Dr. Bronner's Magic Soaps has poured about $800,000 into the Yes campaign. The family-owned soap company's eccentric labels are text-heavy and squint-inducing. Their barrage of words includes lines like, all one, exceptions eternally, absolute none. Now, Dr. Bronner's labels also say yes on 522 in a much larger font. On the homepage of the California company's website, three grandchildren of Dr. Bronner urge viewers throughout the country to support the Washington state measure. Here's Lisa Bronner.
Once that conversation starts to happen in Washington state, it can definitely be heard all over the country.
70% of the money supporting the genetic labeling initiative has come from outside Washington state. 99% of the money opposing the labels has come from outside Washington. The biggest donors to the No campaign include the food industry's main lobbying group and companies involved in genetic engineering, like Monsanto, DuPont, and Dow. That's according to an analysis by campaign finance watchdogs at the MapLight Foundation in Washington, D.C. With ballots due in November, it's still early days. Neither side has started barraging Washington state voters with TV ads yet, and much more money is expected to pour in to both sides. Last year, biotech and food companies raised $46 million in opposition to a similar food labeling measure in California. They outspent backers of genetic labeling 5-1, and the measure was rejected by voters. If Initiative 522 passes, Washington would be the first state to require labeling of its genetically engineered foods. I'm John Ryan in Seattle.